You ever eat at one of those Waffle Houses?
Every morning.
Boy, when we went west, we went out there a few years back. Pancake House. We had kind of got disappointed on one or two restaurants we had stopped at along the road, so we got a way out. I think we were in Arkansas, I'm not sure. Might have been in Texas, I don't know. I don't remember that. But anyway, we got to reading the sign, we were talking about eating. I told my brother, and we were out on one of those big limited excess highways, you know. And we got to reading that sign, such and such a pancake house. So I said, well, I don't believe you get anything but pancakes there. That's a pancake house. I said, you can buy anything you want.
Sure. Yeah.
So we got up there, and that was on our left-hand side. And we were way over here on this right-hand side. No way to get across there. We had to drive long ways up down them before we could come back in on the elevator. We went back there and stopped. Pulled in. So,
pretty good?
It was wonderful. I asked that waitress, I said, what all can you get in this place? She said, a pancake house. She said, just ask, what do you want? I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to eat. But get them. I want some buckwheat pancakes. And I want some pork sausage. Do you have real pork sausage? She said, we sure do. I said, all right, that's what I want. And we've taken that on, and from then on, when we got a chance at the pancake house, that's where we went in.
Yeah, they've got
everything. Wonderful, I know. Then we come on back, and my wife took the train in a few days and went on up to New Jersey, and I said, I'll be up in a week. We'd been gone then about four or five weeks. So we got up there. I had a sister, youngest sister lived there in Jersey too. Called her and couldn't never get a hold of her. So him being a policeman, he detailed a policeman over in that section over there. Check on that house. They had the house number. And the next door neighbor said, why, they up on Atlantic Beach. Said, I can give you the telephone number and all. And he told her what the school was, and her brother was there, and he couldn't find it. So I called her that afternoon. She said, well, Elmer, I'm so glad to hear it. Tommy said, how in the world did you find out? I said, two dang little old nosy cops. Son-in-law was setting there, you know. He was a policeman. He had detailed one of the other boys over in that precinct to check on that, you know. And so we went up the next day. It was on a Saturday. It was Friday night, I called Friday afternoon. Went up Saturday and spent the day with him. And we got up and left early that morning. We had to come out on that New Jersey turnpike. And if you've ever been on it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So Ted said, let's get up and go early in the morning. Let's don't eat any breakfast. I said, well, we'll eat breakfast when we get there. Or get over close. All right, well, I said, Ted, if you happen to see a pancake house up there, what's top? He was driving. Pretty quick he pulled into one of them. But we had got over on the ridge where we wanted to get there. It was there in a few blocks of their house where they were at. They had a cottage right there. Went in there. It was about 9 o'clock then. He was getting ready for it. I was too. So I ordered my stack of buckwheat pancakes and sausage. He ordered buckwheat pancakes and sausage, ham and eggs. He's taking on a dose.
Same thing, man.
Yes, sir. He's taking on a dose. Anyway, those pancake houses are all right, as they used to be, but now there's Howard Johnson business.
Yeah, I ate there once. I'm staying over in there now. Look at all those bugs.
Hmm?
Look at all those bugs there.